Thanks for listening to WYSO on WYSO.org and NPR One. 3 years ago, 22-year-old John Crawford III, an African-American, was killed by a white police officer inside a Beaver Creek Walmart store. The controversial shooting continues to reverberate across the Miami Valley. In a rare interview, Crawford's aunt and mother, Tressa Sherrod, remember the day of the shooting and reflect on how Crawford's death has affected the family. WYSO Community Voices producer Steve McQueen has the story.
I asked John's mother, Tressa, what kind of kid was he?
John was born 1992, July 29th, at 1:33 p.m. The only child, outdoorsy. He wasn't one of those that liked to stay in the house and be on the computer or the game system. He preferred to be outside. As far as I know, everybody liked him.
Tressa recalls the events of August 5th, 2014, the day John died. She says it began like any other average summer day.
We just chill around the house and he, you know, go get his boys and they heading to cookout. His children's mother wanted to use my phone.
Tressa remembers John's children's mother going outside to make the call. She was on the phone with John when he was shot.
Lisi comes back in the house yelling, you know, they shot him. Well, who? You know, like, who are you talking about? And she said, John, they shot John.
John's ex, Lisi, handed Tressa the phone so she could speak to her son directly. It was the last time she would hear her son's voice. John's mother, Tressa, described what she heard on the other end of the phone that day.
Still no response from him, but I can hear him gargling like blood. You know how that noise? I hear that on the other end.
Eventually, they would learn from the police report that Crawford was shot by Officer Sean Williams. Security cameras showed a chaotic scene of police officers shooting and then handcuffing Crawford as he lay on the ground. Finally, a family member called to say an ambulance was taking John to the hospital.
I get to the hospital. They had us sitting in the waiting room, I want to say about an hour, and then they tell us that he passed. But we still want to see him. They tell us we can't. He's already at the morgue. Y'all had us sitting here, and then y'all had shipped him to the morgue. We could have been in here to see him. And then that was that.
They were desperate for answers about what led to John's shooting.
It was so many rumors going around blaming him for everything before they even knew what happened.
A subsequent investigation revealed the 911 caller had told police an active shooter was loading a rifle and pointing it at children and other customers inside the Walmart. Family members say police shot Crawford before he had a chance to respond to police commands to freeze or to drop what they thought was a weapon. It was later identified as an airsoft rifle from the store's shelf. The Beaver Creek Police Department has maintained officers followed accepted law enforcement protocol. Tressa and John's aunt Sharon Sherrod Brown say what happened to John follows the now familiar pattern.
You know, I hate when I hear people say, well, we don't know what happened before he was shot. It was over 240-some cameras on my baby from the time they parked the car till he rolled out. You seen what happened before and after. They got camera footage of everything that happened. They're above the law.
They can say that they were afraid, they feared for my life, or they thought something was happening in their head, and they reacted. And they're not even close to following their training that they're given, or maybe the training that they do take needs to be more intense and changed.
State officials have since beefed up the training that police officers are required to complete. Officers now go through use of force, crisis de-escalation, and implicit bias training. But John's aunt Sharon says that's not enough.
And every time someone else gets killed, it brings back all of the emotions that I went through when my nephew was taken away. People should not judge based on what they look like.
This summer, Officer Williams returned to full duty with the Beaver Creek Police Department. No charges have ever been filed in the case. I asked John's mother what justice for his son would look like.
Justice. No, he didn't deserve this at all. This is going to continue to go on until there's a drastic change. Something drastic happens.
The Crawford family has filed a civil suit against Beaver Creek Police and Walmart stores alleging negligence and civil rights violations. But Tressa says she's not sure the family will ever really get justice for John's death. For WYSO, I'm Community Voices producer Steve McQueen.
Thanks for listening to WYSO on WYSO.org and NPR One.